This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. A 43-year-old man shot and killed at least 9 people in Hanau, a suburb of Frankfurt, Germany, overnight. And federal prosecutors have taken over the investigation. Authorities are saying there were apparent racist motives. The AP's Charles Ledesma has a report.
The gunman first attacked a hookah bar, a commercial establishment where people gather to smoke flavored tobacco in central Hanau, killing several people before heading elsewhere and opening fire again, claiming more victims. Witnesses and surveillance videos of the suspect's getaway car led authorities quickly to his home near the scene of the second attack, where he was found dead. Officials say the attacks appear to have been motivated by far-right beliefs. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Hanau attack comes amid growing concerns that far-right violence in Germany is becoming a fact of life. China is reporting its biggest daily drop in new coronavirus cases since the outbreak began more than 2 months ago. Beijing's National Health Commission said there were just 394 confirmed new cases of COVID-19 on Wednesday, down from the 1,749 the previous day. This represents the steepest one-day falloff since last month. Meanwhile, the death toll tops 2,100, while the number of confirmed virus infections stands at well over 74,000. U.S. President Donald Trump's longtime friend and confidant, Roger Stone, is in a federal courtroom at this hour, awaiting sentencing for his conviction on charges of lying to Congress, witness tampering, and obstruction of justice. Prosecutors initially suggested that Stone serve 7 to 9 years in prison. But U.S. Attorney General William Barr overruled him, saying their recommendation was too harsh. Still, there are signs in the courtroom today that the issue of threatening a witness should lead to an enhanced sentence for Stone. Trump congratulated William Barr last week for taking charge of the Stone case. More news at VOAnews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. It was a first for this year's Democratic presidential primary campaign, a debate appearance by former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. He was one of a half dozen White House hopefuls on the NBC news stage in Las Vegas. As expected, Bloomberg was a favorite target. Here's AP Sagar Magani.
In their ninth debate aired on NBC, the gloves came off early, with Elizabeth Warren going after Mike Bloomberg in his debate debut.
A billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians.
He came under attack from others for past statements on race, gender, and his own money, while arguing he's the candidate Democrats need to trust in November.
I'm a New Yorker. I know how to take on an arrogant con man like Donald Trump that comes from New York.
But the debate laid bare the Democratic divide, further clouding the party's push to find and then unite behind somebody who can beat the president. Sagar Magani, Washington.
At the outset of the Democratic primary campaign, former Vice President Joe Biden was riding high in the polls. AP Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pei says there has been a strong momentum shift away from Biden.
Joe Biden knows that his campaign rises and falls on his success in Nevada and South Carolina. If he doesn't win at least one of those two states, it's hard to see how his campaign continues.
The White House has strongly denied a charge that it offered Julian Assange a deal if he would agree to deny Russian involvement in Democratic National Committee email leaks in 2016. Here's AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
A lawyer representing WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange told a British court Wednesday Assange was offered a pardon by the Trump administration if he agreed to say Russia was not involved in leaking Democratic National Committee emails during the 2016 U.S. election. The White House was quick to issue a denial. White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham said this is absolutely and completely false. At a preliminary hearing in London, lawyer Edward Fitzgerald said then-Republican Congressman Dana Rohrabacher made the offer to Assange at the Ecuadorian embassy in London in 2017. Assange is fighting extradition to the United States on spying charges. I'm Mike Gracia.
Assange's full court hearing in London is due to begin next Monday. President Trump has ousted the Pentagon's top policy official who certified that Ukraine had qualified for the American military aid that President Trump held up, a delay at the heart of Mr. Trump's impeachment in the House. Once again, our top story, German Chancellor Angela Merkel today condemned racism and right-wing extremism. This after a 43-year-old man shot and killed 10 people in Hanau, a suburb of Frankfurt, Germany, overnight. Gene Randall, VOA News.